too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
See it, stream it, skip it. All right, we're going to talk about what you should see in theaters, what you should stream from the comfort of your own home, and what you should skip to save your time and money all together. Okay, so I'll start with my stream here. Because okay. Amy asked, if you were listening earlier, she asked from across our office, is Gwyneth Paltrow, is she an actress?
Still? I knew she was at one time, but is she still actressing?
She's still doing some stuff. She's definitely not doing as much as she used to do. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to make her my stream today because there's a Gwyneth Paltrow movie that is near and dear to my heart. When I worked at a video store, I recommended this DVD to a ton of people. And
so
most
old.
People liked it. 1998. So 25 years old this year. The premise of the movie Duets is simple. It is a road trip comedy about all of these people trying to make their way to Omaha for a karaoke contest. And one of the best days of work I've ever had was I was walking down the hall and I heard someone singing the song Cruisin', which is a song that Huey Lewis is in this movie playing kind of a con man singer, and Gwyneth Paltrow. It's a duet that they do together, and he's going to get her to come and be, you know, he's the long-lost daughter, and, like, this is the way he'll win this karaoke contest. And I heard Bob Harris humming the song Cruisin'. And, of course, Bob loved the movie Duets because Bob loved karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've got a karaoke fan in your family, you might have seen Duets at some point. If you don't, this is well worth your time because it's a group of people who don't mean anything to each other than the fact that they love karaoke and they discover friendships and they discover relationships. But this is, I want to play a little bit. This is Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis singing the song
Cruisin'.
Is this
really Gwyneth Paltrow singing?
It is really, I mean, they pre-recorded for sure and probably used a computer to like adjust, but it is her singing in this.
Baby, let's cruise
away from here.
Don't be confused.
The way is clear.
And if you want it, you got it forever. This is not a one-night stand, baby. Yes.
It's a great song. And the
I
soundtrack
love that song.
The soundtrack itself is really fantastic. And so you get people like Paul Giamatti, and I don't know exactly how to pronounce his last name, but if you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Andre Brower, he was the police captain. He's in this. Maria Bello, who goes on to be Oscar-nominated. Kirsten Warren is in it. It is just a fun movie.
I forgot how much I liked that song. Is that a Smokey Robinson song?
It is, yeah.
Yes.
Now, what I think is funny is in the premise of the film, this is a father and daughter singing into each other, which is an interesting choice for them. But
that's an interesting choice. But it's a good song.
Right. It's a great song. And what they do with it is kind of neat. And so it's a lot of people performing who don't normally perform in front of crowds and certainly not people who are judged for the things. By the way, the karaoke contest that people are driving all across the country for is for a grand prize of $5,000. So it's to me, I do really think that it's a fun movie. So if you're out there and you think to yourself, oh, I want to watch something this weekend, it's on Hoopla. So if you've got a library card, you can watch movies on Hoopla. It's Netflix but for public libraries. So it's free. You can check that out. You can enjoy that. I'm going to skip to my skip now. And it's a movie called Spinning Gold. So Spinning Gold is, if you had to imagine what Donna Summer, Gladys Knight, the Isley Brothers, the Village People, Bill Withers all have in common, well, they rose to musical heights under the watchful ear of probably the industry's most colorful and brilliant music producer, Neil Bogart. Here's the deal. This movie is a love song to an era of music, but it is just not well done. When it comes down
Bummer.
To it, it's got a great soundtrack. it'll bring back a lot of nostalgia, but most of the time you'd be better off just watching a documentary. And I actually just read a piece from one of the founding members of the Village People said that this movie features a fictional version of the Village People, but we did not take place in this at all. We did not grant any rights. We couldn't come to an agreement on pieces of intellectual property. And so I thought, well, if the Village People didn't grant this part of their story, how many of these other huge music legends that they're talking about when it comes to Casablanca Records actually didn't, like Donna Summer? Is this really Donna Summer's story in this? So this movie's playing nationwide, spinning gold. I don't think that you're going to enjoy it. It's rated R. There's definitely drug use in it. There's some terse language. I would not recommend this movie. Maybe when it's on rental and you can watch it for $2.99, but it's certainly not the price of a modern movie ticket. I can tell you that. Now my C. Follow me on this one. There's a movie that just came out called Dungeons and Dragons: Honor Among Thieves. I went and saw an early screening on Wednesday, and yes, it smelled like mom's basement when you went in there, right? Everyone had their dice. They were ready to go. The overall consensus from the Dungeons and Dragons nerds, the people who role play all the time, was this movie is just fine. It gave you what you wanted as far as an adventure film. It included some callbacks to Dungeons and Dragons. But this is what I think is brilliant about it. If you've never played D&D, you will get something fun out of this. If you are the casual moviegoer who maybe saw Lord of the Rings and said, yeah, that was enjoyable, without having to read all of the Lord of the Rings books, this will hit on that exact same line. It's definitely a comedy. I mean, this thing is meant to be an adventure comedy start to finish. Hugh Grant is your villain, but he's so charming as the villain. You're going to say, gosh, this reminds me of like five other movies that I've already seen. Yep, they lovingly ripped off a bunch of stuff from other movies that they already know you love. And they said, we'll just repackage it and enjoy it. There's very few original ideas in this movie, but the things that are original are a lot of fun. So, for example, there's a scene where they get chased by a dragon, but they do something with this dragon I've never seen done before. And that's a lot of fun. So it feels fresh in that regard. It's a long movie, that's for sure. I think it comes in at just about 2 hours and 15 minutes. And there's magic and there's swordplay and there's fighting and the scenery is amazing because it's all supposed to be set back during sort of medieval time. So the castle areas are gorgeous and all. So if you liked Lord of the Rings, if you like Game of Thrones, if you've never played with a 20-sided die, don't worry. There is something here for you. Now, that being said, if you're someone who says, I've never seen Lord of the Rings, I've got no desire, I didn't watch an episode of Game of Thrones, or you call it Game of Horns like Amy Eiler does, this is not up your alley. Don't make this the thing you choose to go see this weekend in theaters. You just avoid it. You're good to go.
But there's a good population of people that will like it.
Yeah, and it was very hard for me to go into this movie and say, okay, I don't want to just immediately dislike it because it didn't do the things I wanted it to do. But I went to it with a massive Dungeons & Dragons nerd, myself, and then my wife, who has been around this because, of course, she's married to me. But all three of us had a good time, and we enjoyed the movie itself. So it was just fine. So Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, if this movie opens even half of what they think it's going to do, we will see additional Dungeons & Dragons movies coming out of the woodwork in the upcoming years. I guarantee you. So those are my See It, Stream It, or Skip It for this week. Also, I want to put a plug out there. Man, if you were waiting until the last season of Ted Lasso to start watching Ted Lasso, we're on the last season, and there's been some fun stuff in this so far. And so if you said to yourself, I only get a one-week Apple TV trial, so I think it's in 3 weeks you'll be able to watch it, and you'll be able to watch even up to the final episode. But it is definitely not something that people are complaining about. In fact, in a weird way, I think people are sort of mourning when television shows go away. But correct me if I'm wrong, wouldn't you rather a television show go out at the height of its popularity than stick around 2 or 3 years too late and some cast members have left and it just doesn't seem as fresh as it used to be? I think that is probably the major thing that is smart about Ted Lasso deciding to hang up its whistle at the end of this next season. So I really do enjoy that. And it's become something where, do you remember what it was like to have to set a time to watch a television show together? Maybe some of you still watch television on, like, TV shows on cable, on television. I don't anymore. I only use streaming services. And so it is rare for me to have to wait for a day to watch something because I binge everything. Well, in this case, it's just great because I have the ability to set a date night with my wife every week where we make something new for dinner and then we watch Ted Lasso together. It's just, it's nice. And you don't do that with a lot of other shows. And what's also nice about this is it's not a 25-week commitment. It's a 9-week commitment and we're good to go. So if you're going to stream something this weekend, Duets with Gwyneth Paltrow, Paul Giamatti, a bunch of people who ended up becoming way more famous than they were in 1998 is on Hoopla, or you can rent it on Amazon, Vudu, any of those places. If you're going to go to something in theaters, D&D, Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. If you want to skip something, well, it's going to be Spinning Gold. And that last little shout out for Ted Lasso, the final season. I'm really enjoying it. It's
Me
fun
too.
To see these characters.
I haven't seen this week's. I don't think I saw last week's either.
Oh,
I have some catching up to do.
I know.
I love that show.
You know what's great about it? It doesn't change the world, right? There's simple storylines and
fun.
you just enjoy it. So
it's fun.
See,
and the characters are so good.
Yeah. And
I mean, quite honestly, the characters are so good. And they're original.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I mean, I'm not a movie person. I'm not a TV person. I have no place talking about whether or not something's good. So know that going into this conversation. But I just think you've never seen all these characters are people you haven't met before, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they're wholly unique. And
yeah.
You want to see more about them. And you want to root for them genuinely.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Well, if you missed any minute of See It, Stream It, Skip It, we'll have a podcast at kfjoe.com. You can subscribe to the It Takes Two podcast. You use Spotify, iTunes, it doesn't matter. Just find the IT2 podcast and hit subscribe.